Sybil, who has died now, she's another lady. She's from Trinidad, was from Trinidad. And she lived in Tilbury. And I think she would do similar things, you know, invite, if you know anybody, you know, you ask them round for a meal or whatever, and you get to know them. Because there weren't many of us. To be honest with you, you could sort of just one or two people you would meet. And as I say, if you meet another black person, you would more or less sort of stop and say hello and, you know, have a little conversation and find where they are from and what they're doing and where they live. And I used to sort of go, my friend and I, we used to go to it used to be Bastion. It used to be like a milkshake bar. It's sad when you think about it, but we did. you know, it was just sort of like ice cream and milkshake, and we used to just hang out there. And then later on, a few more black people came to the hospital, a few more black girls moving, and lots of them used to be sort of, they came from London. So then they used to invite us up to their parties up in London. So I've been up there. I mean, it's always a bit of a draw because you always have to arrange transport to get back home. It's not like you can just jump on a bus. But once a few more black girls came to the hospital, they did live in London, and lots of them, they only came down to work. And they stayed, then when they had the time off, they went back to London. And if there was parties going on, they would always ask us up. So quite a few of us black girls used to go up